Good morning, 8:32 here on the Mighty 690, and it is time for our chat with Superintendent of USD 445. We have Dr. Craig Correll here in studio. Good morning, sir. How are you doing?
I'm doing very good. How are you doing this morning?
Hey, thank you so much. Doing well. So I know that we had in the news here some threats that were floating around here, social media, related to some sort of school. I mean, can you break that down a little bit for us here this morning? It's just another one of those things.
Yeah, I'll try to add some clarity to, to a pretty murky event here. I had a call late last night from Captain Daly from Coffeyville Police Department, who said that they had received an anonymous report that there was a threat. The threat wasn't specific. It said something about shooting a school up, but obviously we have to take all of these threats as the utmost of importance. A little while later, we did get the image of what was floating around, and it was somebody's Snapchat account that no one recognized. We don't think it was from here. We don't know where it was from. Some of the wording in it really also made us believe it had nothing to do with Coffeyville. But again, once someone sees those and reports those, we have to act on that. So we've been working with Coffeyville Police Department. They've had an added presence this morning. We don't think it was a credible threat for anything here in Coffeyville. But, you know, as I said, we take it very seriously. And we have a great relationship with the police department, and they obviously take all of these extremely serious as well. So they had pinpointed it down to a student who had made the report, and we always appreciate, you know, if you see something, say something. And so I know they were reaching out, you know, to visit with her to find out where she had seen that from. It impacted other districts besides Coffeyville, so we knew it wasn't necessarily specific to Coffeyville. But again, we're doing our due diligence and making sure all of our students and staff are safe.
Sure, and I know it has been a pretty tough weekend here for our school family and the greater community with the tragic accident west of Independence.
Yes, we had the tragic accident. We've lost the life of a student, and so it's, you know, extremely tragic for the student's family, and then, you know, all of the other students in school. So we prepared over the weekend to make sure we had not only our district counseling staff on site at the high school to deal with the grieving students and staff that are there, but we also reached out to Four County Mental Health, who is sending four counselors down as well. And then we belong to the Greenbush Consortium, and they offer the same services, and they're on standby. I'll also say that, you know, some other local superintendents have reached out just to express, you know, their sympathy and to let us know that if we need resources, that they're available as well. So it's nice having that school community out there, but we know it's tough. We know it's going to be tough for the student's family, for other students, and our staff. So we are here, and if anyone needs anything, just to reach out and let an adult know.
Yeah, well, we really appreciate that, sir. So we do have a meeting coming up here this afternoon. So anything sticking out on the agenda to you here this morning?
We have our annual report from Community Health Centers of Southeast Kansas, and that's always extremely interesting to read the report. They really offer a great service to our students here in Coffeyville. It's amazing. We usually end up with somewhere between 15 and 20,000 visits to a provider within our buildings every single year. So our students are utilizing that to their benefit, and we're glad of that. Some of their families come in and utilize that as well. The health outcomes for our students, since we've had community health centers involved, have greatly increased here in Coffeyville, which is always great news. So they're our main report tonight. And then we'll move on to open enrollment building capacities. This was some new legislation that was passed last year in Topeka. And it essentially tells school districts that they are to take students from other school districts, you know, regardless. And so as long as they're in good standing, students can come in. We've kind of always had that open enrollment sense to us anyway, so it really won't change much when it comes to enrollment here in Coffeyville. Are a few more hoops that we need to jump through. Primarily what you'll hear tonight is we did cap some numbers in some of our special education programs just due to staffing, just because we can't increase, we can't find more staffing in the special education area. So we did cap some of those numbers. But other than that, you'll hear a report tonight about the enrollment and our plans to proceed from there. And then just some general enrollment information on where we're at right now with enrollment and what we're predicting for next year.
Excellent. Well, that'll be a good meeting here, starting at 4 o'clock, the Education Center. And then, of course, the eclipse today. What's the plan?
Hey, we've got every student in our district has some eclipse glasses. We believe this is an opportunity, you know, not to miss out on. You know, I was a former science teacher, so I love anything science-related. And I think our kids are really excited to, A, just get outside of the classroom for a few minutes, but just to see an event that you don't get to see very often.
Yeah, well, real educational opportunity right there up in the skies today.
That's right.
So you can learn a lot just from taking that in. A historic time here. Yeah, next one's going to be a little ways away.
Yeah,
so.
it's quite a few years down the road.
Yeah. All right. Well, sir, appreciate you coming on by, and hope you have a good rest of your week here.
All right. Thanks, you too.
See you this afternoon.
All right.
All right. Dr. Craig Grell here on the Mighty 690. And we're going to get into an early bird edition of Open Line here in a few moments, and then we will be back with an update from the Coffeyville Amateur Radio Club. That's up next here on KGGF.